VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge.
There's nothing better than good sex, but bad sex. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich is better than bad sex. Billy Joel. Hello, my name is Hubert, and on today's episode of Pronunciation Challenge, we are diving into the topic of sex, and exactly how long should sex last. Hey guys, that was my best attempt at a sexy voice. Did it work? I would have to make a guess and say no. I am probably the last person who should be talking about sex, but today's video seemed too interesting to pass up. After all, I am also curious as to how long sex should ideally last. This video could be useful for you and your partner. Okay guys, let's try and be mature about this, especially in the comments section. Watch the video and come back for today's featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. In a 2004 study, participants were asked to report how long they wanted sex to last as well as the actual duration of their intercourse. I'll say that again. In a 2004 study, participants were asked to report how long they wanted sex to last as well as the actual duration of their intercourse. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. For the first word, we have some blended words, as well. For this blended combination, you want to blend the S ending from as into the word well, giving you swell. Start it off with the short A sound and then right into swell. As well. As well. Next word, participants. Four syllables. Par is like saying bar but with a P instead. Par. T has the short I sound. S has a short I sound as well. And pince. Actually sounds more like P-I-N-Z. Participants. And our last one would be duration. Dur sounds more like D-E-R, dur. A has the long A sound, and shun is your typical T-I-O-N ending sound. Shun, duration. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is participant. Definition, a person who takes part in or becomes involved in a particular activity. Used in a sentence, you could say, we were participants in a live debate on television. Next word, duration. Definition, the length of time that something lasts. Used in a sentence, you could say, I guess we're stuck with each other for the duration of the journey. And lastly, intercourse. Definition, the act of having sex. Used in a sentence, you could say, our survey reveals that most couples have intercourse once a week. Interesting. Women usually want sex to last 7 minutes longer, while men want it to last 11 minutes longer. Here's another idiom for you folks. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. This kind of explains itself, but to clarify, it just basically means that men are drastically different from women in some aspects. We're so different that we could be from different planets. I won't ask for your own opinions on today's video topic this time, it's much too personal, but I hope this video provided some information that could spice up your sex life with your partner. For the single people out there, hang in there. Alright, that about does it for today's video, so make sure you do your recordings and catch me on the next episode of Pronunciation Challenge. See ya!